Happy Friday. This is David Sandercott. It's another beautiful day, February something, March something or another in California. It's the first day of the lock-in, whatever it's called. And I just want to express more than anything the joy and peace that I'm feeling, that I hope you're feeling. And I just want everybody to affirm that something really wonderful is happening. Something really amazing is wonderful is happening to you and to all of humanity that has never taken place before. I really want you to expect miracles to happen, great things to happen. It's going to be a great end of the month. It's going to be a great year. And truly, there's going to be more opportunity for growth this year than ever before. Wonderful things are happening. Yes, yes, yes. And we'll just start the meditation by taking in three deep breaths and relaxing deeply. Breathing in deep and full. Relax and let go. Second and even deeper breath in. Breathe in any stress, anxiety, or worry in your body. Gather it up with your breath. And on the exhale, release and let go. Third and deepest breath in yet. Breathe in deep and full. Squeeze your fingers, squeeze your toes, hold it, tense up your body, breathe in more, hold it, and when you're ready, let it all go. Taking a moment now to dip into your favorite hot tub or warm mineral spring. As you submerge yourself into the warm water, you are effortlessly relaxed. Bringing all your attention to your third eye or the point between your eyebrows. Tuning in to the life force within you that is you. Opening your heart, intending to open your heart more than you've ever opened it before. To let more love and light in than ever before. To clear more blocks than ever before. Take a deep breath in. Just begin to tune in to the more subtle frequencies flowing through your body, the chi flowing through your meridians, life force in the air you breathe, and the life force that's causing your heart to beat. The life force that's animating your existence, the life within you that is you. You are the life force. You are not the body. You are not the mind. You are not your gender, your personality, how much money you make. You're not your job title. You are the love and light itself. Take a deep breath in and say, yes, yes. Yes, I am the love. I am the light. We use this third eye point, this point between our eyebrows, as our homing beacon. We're just going to want to come back to this point again and again. If I think we're probably going to sit in silence, you know, over the phone for longer than normal. And so I want you just, if you find your mind wandering, to keep bringing your attention back to the point between your eyebrows, even if you have to do it 100 or 1,000 times. And right now we're just going to practice a quick breathing. You know, the ideal way to breathe in life, and sometimes I don't cover this, but I want to cover it because we just set the intention that after learning this breath, that we go back to breathing this way all the time. And it may take some effort in the beginning, but really it will become effort and natural. And the way that we want to breathe is, you know, it's called bellows breathing. I tend to call it baby breathing. Because if you watch a baby, they know how to breathe. And how do a baby, how does a baby breathe? They fill their belly up real big and full, right? All their breath goes in their belly and none of it goes into their chest. I just want you to imagine that there's an aperture at the point between your eyebrows, like a bellows. And it has, you know, like a little valve. And we're just going to open up that valve. And then we're going to imagine that we're breathing in through that point between our eyebrows, pushing our belly button out, filling our belly up big and full with air. And when the belly is full, we'll pull the belly button to the spine, so pushing the air out of the point between your eyebrows, releasing it. And when all the air is pushed out, it will just naturally again fill up. Stomach muscles are slightly engaged as your belly button's being pushed out and your belly being full. And then as you exhale, slightly engaging your muscles to pull the belly button to your spine, pushing all the air out. And once the belly is emptied, it will just naturally fill back up again. And we'll just take several breaths like this on our own in silence. Good, and just notice the subtle change in energy. Notice how you feel. Begin to put your attention on the silence. I just want you to notice this infinite silence. We get so caught up in the noise of the world, the monkey chatter, the stories we tell ourselves over and over again. But the mind is 99% silence. It's just that we put our attention on the noise. I just want you to put your attention on the silence. I've just been talking about love lately. I really want to keep it that way. But we're going to learn to let go of stuff today, so I thought it would be good to talk about death. You know, that which is unreal was never alive, and that which is real cannot die. This human experience you're having as a Stacy or an Alicia or a Darlene is simply a blink of the eye of your life. You are life. You are life itself. And like energy and matter, life can neither be created nor destroyed. You simply will go on. You will leave this vehicle, this body-mind vehicle. You will leave and you will go on to something else. Your ego doesn't like that. Your ego likes to think it's sovereign. The biggest fear is non-existence to the ego. But you are not that. You are the love and the light. You are the silence. You are the consciousness itself. Let's take a moment and And let's come together. Let's just take a moment to tune in with one another. I see Gwen's joined us. We've got Florida, Reno, San Rafael, Humboldt County. We've got a person down there who's X. I think that's Adam. And let's just come together. Let's just take a moment to psychically to send each other love, to affirm that you are here to support each and every one of the people here, that we've showed up as our best selves, to as our most loving selves, to contribute our love to the group energy so everybody gets filled up with more love. It's like, have you ever heard how like 1 + 1, when two people work together, one person plus another person, and you hold up your hands, you know, it doesn't equal 2, it's 11. Right? So it's like we exponentially grow the love. You know, now there's 10 people here. Now we can grow and grow and grow with more and more love. Just take, it doesn't matter if you don't know each other yet. Again, just take a moment in silence and tune in with one each other and affirm your intention for being here. And the group intention, you know, is here is to get filled up with love, to let go of anything that's keeping us from peace, and ideally to overcome the fear of death. That might be a little lofty goal, but I think it's worth talking about a little bit today. But first, let's just have a little prayer. To thee, O Lord, I devote my life. I pray to be thy servant, to fulfill divine potential for thy glory. Please use me as a pure vehicle for your love, light, and wisdom. Please use this body-mind vehicle as a pure vehicle for your love, light, and wisdom. Think through me, speak through me, act through me. How may I serve thee? I give you my wants, needs, and desires, my worries, my concerns, my troubles. I give you my opinions, my ambition, positionalities and judgments. And I ask, how may I serve? How may I serve? I see so many people in need. I saw so many people in fear. I see so many people willing to give up their rights, their civil liberties, their ability to think for themselves. I see reason and logic going out the window. Lord, please guide me, direct me, give me the strength, the courage, and the wisdom to reach those that I can, to change what I can, and to accept what I cannot. I am here to be thy servant. I am here to do thy bidding. How may I serve? How may I serve? How may I serve? Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, the reason why I think overcoming the fear of death is so important is that, well, if we can overcome that fear, all our root fears, it's like people are probably afraid right now that they're going to lose their job or that they're going to lose their house, right? As they're going to end up on the street, they're going to be homeless, and they're going to die. But the end of the fear, it's like, have you ever played the game where it's like, well, you lose your job, well, then what? Well, then I might lose my home. Well, then what? Well, then I might be homeless. And then what? Well, then all my friends and family will think I'm a loser. Well, and then what? Well, then I'll be a street person. I'll be a bum. Society will think I'm garbage. Well, and then what? Well, and then I might die. So what? Oh, I might die. But all fears lead to the fear of death. And you can see more than anything how that is, how society is being manipulated by that fear of death. And of course, nobody wants to lose a loved one. Of course not. Of course not. I guess that's the only thing worse than the fear of death of yourself is be the loss of a loved one. But really, it's not. That's not how the mind works. The ego fears not existing. It's the your same fear of death is how the media and the powers to be control you, but it's also how your ego controls you. So let's just take a moment right now and affirm together that, you know, I am the master of my mind. You know, the mind makes an excellent servant, but a poor master. So from now on, you're going to tell your mind what to think, what to do, and what to believe. You're going to tell it to think thoughts of love, peace, and joy. You're also going to tell it to be reasonable and logical. When you go into emotionality, you become an unconscious reactor. But if you can remain the observer, you can just become a conscious observer and see life for what it is, a play, a movie, with all the actors acting out the roles. And you generally have two choices. You can see it as a tragic movie or as a comedy. And it's so much more fun if it's a comedy. The insanity of it is, I don't know. I've just been having a lot of fun with it today. Take a deep breath in. I mean, some people would get mad, like, oh, you're laughing, you're making jokes. You know, J.P. Sears, I talk about J.P. Sears a lot, you know, the ultra-spiritual guy. I really recommend him as a teacher. He's probably the best spiritual teacher out there today. And he's making videos about the coronavirus, and people are getting so upset about it, and it's just really funny. Take a deep breath in. It's like once you lose your humor, once you take yourself so seriously, you know, you're losing the point. You're losing the fun. Life's fun. Take a deep breath in. You know, nobody can take your spirit away. Nobody can take your joy away. Nobody can make you feel bad. You have to let them do those things to you. You know, we're right now in a period of humanity where there is more opportunity than ever before. There are more people that are lost. There are more people that are overwhelmed, feeling stressed out, full of anxiety. They don't know what they're going to do. And you can help them. I mean, and I am talking to you. You know, it's the people who took time out of their Friday night to come and be on a virtual class. And I know everybody's having virtual classes now and everybody's doing that, but nonetheless, those are the people that are going to be there to help. Not the people that are on Facebook right now whining and crying and thinking that President Trump's going to become a dictator and he made this all happen and it's he's got some master plan of releasing the virus and becoming the dictator of the United States. Take a deep breath in. You know, by all means, what is happening is not what's happening. You know, perception does not equal reality. Perception does not equal reality. Reality is the silence. Put your attention on the silence for a moment and just notice how everything is truly perfect right now. Everything is all right right now. In fact, it's great. It's peaceful and joyful and maybe even blissful. Good. Can you feel it? The energy is starting to build. Let's connect. Let's connect again in love. Let's bring up our hands. You know, if I was on the screen on the video, you'd just see my hands you know, facing you at like right angles. My palms are facing you, like kind of making a field goal with my hands. And I'm just going to send you some love. And you can start tuning into that. And you think of your hands as like love satellites. And you may begin to feel a tingling or a sensation in the palms of your hands. And I'm just going to send you love. I'm just going to ask that you take a deep breath in and you receive it. And as you exhale, send me back love. Send me some love, please. And then I'm going to have more love to send you. And we're just going to create this big field of love, this vortex of love. And so I just want you to picture balls of love and light now forming in the palms of your hands. And as you take a deep breath in, draw the love and light in through your arms, your shoulders. See it go into your physical heart and your heart filling with love and light. And as you exhale, exude it out from every cell in your being. And again, breathe in deeply, drawing in more love, more light, filling up your heart 4 or 5 inches with love and light. Exhale and exude it out so it goes out beyond your physical body. And again, breathe in more, more love, more light, seeing your heart expand 5 or 6 inches as it fills with love. And as you exhale, exude it out beyond your physical body so you're enshrouded in a cocoon of healing white light. And we're going to do it again. Be gluttonous. Say yes, yes. Seeing your heart fill your whole chest with love and light. And as you exhale, exude it out across the globe so we are all enshrouded in a cocoon of healing white light. So we all become one in the light and love. The healing light, it's penetrating us. It is becoming us. And just imagine, you can bring your hands down whenever you'd like. Just sort of imagine your body and mind dissolving into the love and into the light. And we're just one giant bubble of love and light from all the way from Florida all the way out here to the West Coast and everything in between. And we're just going to hold the space for America. You know, for the USA, for everyone. But right now, we're just going to focus on the United States. You know, we've just all dissolved into the love and the light. And just imagine this bubble of love and light again. It's covering all of the United States, Hawaii and Alaska. And just people are beginning to notice it. They're beginning to feel it. Something's happening to them. They're beginning to tune in. Some are be tuning in so much that they're dissolving into the love and light themselves. And just send love. See yourself connected to each and every person in America. Just sending the love and sending the light. Sending wisdom, sending courage, sending logic and reason. And just seeing people understand that they don't have to be afraid. They don't have to let fear rule them. They don't have to be manipulated by fear. That fear of death is how we're all being manipulated right now. You know, the reality is this: what's happening, it's killing less than 1%. More people died of bee stings last year than so far of this virus. I'm not making light of it, but I mean, you have to, you know, you have to think. Thinking, as much as I want you not to think, as much as I want you just to put your attention on the silence and feel your feelings and observe the world go by, you know, thinking is useful. Using your mind is useful. Right now, though, we're letting go of that, and we're just feeling the love. We're just opening our hearts. We're just going into the silence of the truth, the truth of the silence. You know, long ago, I came up with a formula for success in all areas of life. It applies to everything I've ever done, and it's breathe, relax, and listen. Because you really can't do anything till you breathe. You do everything better when you're relaxed. And what you're listening for is what can't be heard. You're listening to the silence. You're listening to that guidance system that leads and guides you. Now, I talked about the podcast I was on. That was one of the questions. They said, well, what's the number one tip for people that want to build confidence? You know, I didn't like have time to prepare the question, the answer. And, you know, what just started coming out of my mouth was, it's being connected to that guide within you, to that which guided you here today to hear these words. And it's what's guiding me now to speak them. Your internal guidance system, the thing that's causing your heart to beat, the spirit within you. It has an agenda, you know, to evolve to its highest consciousness, to be released, but let go of the ego's agenda. Let go of what you think needs to be done and let this guide you. You know, your intuition, your spirit, the voice in your head, give it your spirit guides, give it a name, you know, but it's something other than your mind that is guiding you. The more that you tune into this and the more that you listen, the less friction you'll have in your life and life will become easy and effortless. It doesn't mean you won't have challenges. It doesn't mean you won't have to work for things that are worth having. It just means that it will be easy and effortless as it can be. Take a deep breath in. Open your hearts. Let the love in. Remain in the silence. So, you know, a good exercise is to write your own eulogy. I don't know, does that sound dark? I don't know. It's very rewarding to me. You know, write your own eulogy. How do you want to be remembered in this life? What do you want people to say about you at your funeral? And it doesn't really matter. You're gone. But your life while you're living does, right? What legacy do you want to leave? When I asked the question on Facebook, slightly different, what was most important to people was raising good children and loving the family and loving the people they love. It really wasn't money or accomplishments or writing a book or leaving a legacy for that matter. It was the thing that was most important was how much they loved. So are you loving all that you can love? Right? Are you doing your best to stay? Like if your life was to end today, tonight, would you have loved all that you could love? Would any of your song have died in you? You know, you're here to do certain things in this life, and you know what they are. Whether you're doing them or not, you know. And it's far scarier to not do those things than it is to die, at least from my belief. It's a lot scarier to not do those things than it is for me to fail anyways. I believe you would find it too. The only way to have success in this life is to fail. In fact, failure is the key to success. All the athletes with all the records and all the sports of most goals, touchdowns, baskets, home runs, they also had the most misses, the most strikeouts, the most shots taken. They failed more than anybody. Take a deep breath. And really the other thing that they did often is they practice more than anybody. And the great thing about spiritual work is that you can practice all day, every day. And we're really going to go into that in the second part of class. Typically, you can't meditate all day, every day, at least with your eyes closed in a sitting posture, because it removes you from the world. But you can sit every day. It's a great way to start your day, and it's a great way to end your day, to get you filled up, to go into the world, to maintain the meditative state, to maintain a state of contemplation, where you're observing the world, where you're observing your feelings, where you're practicing letting go all day long. And this has been the most helpful discovery I've made, you know, over 22 years of doing this type of work. And it took about 19 or so to find out about it. You know, it took a 11-year relationship with a spiritual teacher to end. It was the best thing that ever happened to me, because I found something else. He had taught me what he could teach me, and I needed to go. And thank God I went, because I learned the missing piece. It's not that feelings are important. It's still, we don't need to make our feelings super important. Everybody wants to. They're like, he made me feel that way, or they made me feel that way, or I am angry, right? You're not angry. I'm sad. You're not sad. You're feeling an emotion, and you're confusing yourself as being that emotion. You are not that emotion. That's just a feeling. And then what we do is we repress those feelings. We project them. We bottle them up. All we need to do is feel them. Everything we're afraid of is a fear of a feeling. I think I had a Facebook post. You know, the only way to be free is to go through your fear and to go through your feelings. We do this by releasing them, and we release them by putting all our attention on them, just being okay with them, by just feeling them. We don't need to label them or judge them. We don't need to call it angry or sad or depressed or this or that. We just simply need to be with it and observe it. And it doesn't have to ruin our day. It doesn't have to stop our day. We don't have to sit down and feel it. We can go about our work and do this. Sometimes it is quite helpful to stop. I'm not going to lie, but even hungry. I am hungry. No, you're not. You're having a feeling, a sensation in your body that you've labeled hunger. Take a deep breath in. Even pain, which seems to be very localized. When you get into it, when you feel it, it's in the field, and it's less localized than you think. The best way to let go of pain, and really I mean suffering. You know, you can let go of suffering. The pain might not go away, but you can let go of the suffering. You know, more than anything, that's what I want to intend to happen today. And I really hope that everyone gets a chance to release something, to release some suffering, and to feel lighter, and to feel more happiness and more peace. Take a deep breath in. Just tune into the love, tune into the silence. Know that you are loved. Maybe remind yourself that you love yourself, that you're willing to give yourself the love and the self-care and the self-respect and the self-discipline that you need to become the most happy, peaceful, free version of yourself that you can be. What we all want is freedom, right? You know, I don't know how to
tell people, or that I don't know how to direct people or lead people to stand up to tyranny, basically. But with that being said, you can be the most free person in the world locked in a jail cell. You really can't control, leave the details of the world to God, right? To thee, O Lord, I devote my life and I surrender the details of life to you. You can't, that's what surrendering is, letting go is not trying to control things, not being too attached to the way things are, but just to be perfectly at peace with the way everything is right now. That's freedom. Being free from your emotions, being free from the stories in your head, being free from overreacting, losing your temper. I can't say I've mastered that last one, but I make progress every year. Take a deep breath in. And it's the drama, people are calling the police. People are calling the police on other people, on citizens today, because they're out and about, and they're out and about too. But for whatever reason, their ego thinks that the reason why they're out is serious and important, but the reason why other people are out is not as serious as important, right? That's the ego. That's the play of life. And there's other people, even in the, it doesn't matter, but you know what I mean. You see the drama. You see it playing out. The ego loves that. The 6 feet distancing rule. I'm not saying it's not a good idea to do 6 feet, but come on. Do you really think that is that's the difference between everything going back to normal or millions and millions of deaths? I don't know. It's just people are getting a little carried away with the 6 feet. I'm not saying you shouldn't practice it. I just can't help but to laugh about it right now. And then, there's the other side of it. There's all the people that are getting angry because they know what's happening. They know that this is an agenda, that this is being manipulated to take people's rights away, to control people. Because when people are in fear, when people are emotionalized, especially when it's fear of death or fear of loved ones, people, logic and reason go out the window. And so it's more important than ever to practice compassion for all beings equally. To be humble, because none of us really know. All information is best held to be temporary. You could be killed at one point for saying that the earth revolved around the sun, right? That was punishable by death. But now that's the way that it is. The earth was flat. I think you could possibly get pretty severely punished for saying the earth was round at one time, right? Science is always, all information should be held as temporary. We don't really know, and there's nothing to know. There's only silence to exist in, feelings to feel and to let go of. You are the sun. Just imagine that there's a love and light in you, a light that's more intense than the sun. And the love that's more loving than a mother for her child, than whatever you can possibly imagine, just a love so deep. And it's always there, but often it gets blocked by clouds. But when the clouds are covering the sun is still shining. So it's the clouds we need to remove. And these are feelings. These are fears and feelings, and they're one and the same thing. There's nothing you need to do. There's nowhere you need to get. Your true self is already enlightened. How can you be anything other than that which you are? You just need to remove the blocks. You just need to keep the reminding the mind that it's our servant and not our master. Take a deep breath. Let's take a moment and let's just connect with each other. Just everybody put their attentions on their third eye and just everybody imagine creating a light bridge between my third eye and your third eye and everybody else's third eye. Just imagine a light bridge between our hearts and your hearts and my heart. Just take a deep breath in and fill yourself up with love and light. And as you exhale, just send that love and light to everybody else. And as we go into silence, if you find your mind wandering, just go back to your third eye, go back to your heart, breathing in the love and giving the love. And for the more open you are to receive, the more you'll receive as we sit in silence for several moments. Take a deep breath in. Just see in your mind's eye your most peaceful, happy, and free self. See yourself stepping up into a leadership role in your own life, a leadership role in the ones around you. A leader is just simply someone who knows where they're going, who has a destination. You are moving to filling your spiritual potential. You are moving to be the most peaceful, happy, free person you know, with prosperity and abundance in all areas of your life. I just really want you to see yourself stepping into this role. You know, holding the space for peace and calm and relaxation within you and as well as for others to experience. You're the voice of reason amongst others who are being unreasonable. Everywhere you go, you bring with you a sense of peace and calm. People can't help but to feel more peaceful and calm around you. People's stress and anxiety sort of begins to melt away. See yourself listening to people actively, meaning you're not thinking about what you're going to say next. You're fully involved. You're putting all your attention on listening to them and hearing them and being with them. Just see yourself being presented with many opportunities over the next several weeks and throughout the year. The more problems there are, the more opportunities there are. More people need leadership now than ever before. See yourself being that leader. See yourself being that point of presence for others. Steadfastly remaining in peace and joy, being an example for others. Your integrity is more important than ever before because you don't know who's going to be watching. You don't know who's going to need your love and your support. But nobody on this line is going to be a victim through this process that humanity is going through. You're going to be a leader, taking responsibility for your life and the state that you are in, constantly choosing the state of peace and joy and happiness, courage, acceptance, willing to let go of anything that is getting in the way of your happiness and peace, willing to face any fear that's blocking your love and light for the benefit of mankind. You don't have to do it for yourself. You're doing it for others. Give thanks for this wisdom and this courage and this strength. Give thanks for this peace, joy, and love as if it's already completely fulfilled. Give thanks for all the prosperity and abundance you're going to be experiencing this year, for all the opportunities you're going to receive. Give thanks as if they're already happening. They've already happened. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's just take a moment to send a blessing of love and light to our parents, life partner, children, family, friends, co-workers, neighbors, community. Lots of love to our pets and animal friends. Take a moment to send love throughout the whole wide world. Just, you know, take a moment and let's send love to President Trump specifically. Whether you like him or not, as a president or a person is not the point. is send love. He needs love more than anybody right now. He's making major decisions that affect us all. The more love he gets, the better. Love to all our other political leaders, to all the presidents and prime ministers and rulers around the world, all the companies and CEOs and heads of companies. And send love to everybody else, to all those that have lost their jobs, to all those who are working twice as many hours or twice as hard right now. Just see the whole world making it through this. See the whole world coming out stronger, more enlightened. Know above all things that you are protected and guided by the divine in all your activities, day and night, and all places. May you live a long, healthy, happy, peaceful, prosperous life, filled with opportunities to serve and to spread the love, so you may fulfill your divine potential for the glory of God. Oh. And clap our hands, rub them together vigorously, creating heat and friction. Go ahead and palm your eyes. Just take a moment whenever you're ready to slowly open your eyes, maintaining that meditative state, noticing how you feel. Okay. Well, I usually just start with new people first. So, oh, I see we gained a Judy. Welcome, Judy. Glad you could make it. So, I'm going to start with Stacy because she's the most new.
Hi.
Hi, Stacy. Did you get a connection tonight?
I always have connections, David. I feel very connected.
Good. Yes. Happy to hear that.
Yes.
What did you find most valuable tonight, or did you learn anything, or have any questions?
Everything just seemed, you know, it's kind of strange because your words completely resonated with my thoughts and actions and understandings today. A lot is changing. We're gonna be okay. Be still and just accept where we are and be grateful for what we have. Actually, that's
absolutely
about it. I mean, did I learn anything? You reassured me with every, you know, every word you spoke. It was wonderful.
Thank you. Glad to hear that, Stacy. Thank you for sharing. And we're going to get into the second part of it. I'm just going to kind of check in with everybody first.
Sure.
And Stacy, if you wouldn't mind sending me a Facebook message, I'd just love to be able to kind of put to connect us, so I know
exactly
how I'm going. I'd appreciate it. Not right now, obviously, but just,
no, right.
Yeah.
Will do. Certainly.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Hi, Judy.
Hello.
How are you today?
Pretty good. It's a beautiful day. I had some time at the beach, but I had wasn't able to get on the call at the beginning, but I'm glad I remembered. I had the opportunity to get kind of upset right before the call, so I kind of snuck away and joined the call, and it really helped. And thanks for everyone for being there to connect with.
Yeah, good. Did you come in time to get a connection?
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Good, good. Glad you could be here, Judy. And like I said, just so everybody knows, there's a second half. We're just sort of connecting with everybody. Geez, Gina, I'm sorry. I know it's not Gina. You're going to have to pronounce it funny for me again because I've been saying Gina in my head. So.
Oh, it's Gina.
Dina?
Gina.
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 Gina. Got it.
No, Gina. Yeah.
Gina. Yeah, Gina.
Yeah.
All right. I don't do real good with speech, so I'm sorry, but Gina, hopefully,
yes, I'll
try
do.
And say Gina a bunch of times.
Gina. You do very well.
Oh, well, thank you, Gina. Thank you. Did you get a connection today?
Yeah, this was my first time joining your group, and I really appreciated all of your words and just the thoughtfulness, and I really just tried to be really present with everybody, and even though I can't see everyone's faces, when you asked us to all join and send love and, you know, breathing in and out and connecting with you, I mean, I really could feel the connection with everyone, even though it's, you know, it was kind of interesting and, you know, just, you know, the mindfulness and, you know, I just personally, I won't go into details, but I've just had a lot of stress in my life the last couple of years, and including moving and some other things. So, it's just, I was looking for, you know, just some ways of, calming myself and dealing with my anxieties and, you know, kind of taking a little bit more, you know, just working on myself to, feel better and more positive. And I try hard to do that. And this is why I, joined you today. And I thank you very much for everything. I just thank you very much for allowing me to join you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. We'll try and let go of some of that stress in a little bit.
Thank you.
Yeah. Adam, brother, I'm sorry to hear about your bike.
Yeah. Man, what a bummer.
What a bummer. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I went for I had a good day yesterday, and I went for a bike ride in the evening. And so when I got home, it was dark and cold. And I set it on the side of my house, and I was preoccupied with getting sick. So first thing I did was run in and take a shower. And when I came back out, it was gone. Yeah. And it's like my most valuable possession.
Sure. Sure.
It was tough, man. I went through every emotion in about 10 minutes.
I can imagine.
And it wasn't until I sat there kind of thinking of lessons you've taught me. And I just had to let it go and let God take it. And
good.
By the morning when I woke up, my bike riding community and friends and family just rallied. And I've never felt so much support. And it was right after feeling like, I had the rug pulled out from under me, and I think it's all going to end up being that good or better than what I had. So.
Good. Well, that's excellent. I was going to recommend we do that, but it sounds like you already did the work. There's so many stories about letting go of things like that and then having wonderful things happen, you know?
Yeah, and just the community. And I have, you know, my friend's a police officer who lives down the street, and he's going to keep an eye out. And I came to a point where just somebody must have needed it more than me.
Mm-hmm.
It was really expensive, so I just couldn't replace it. But it looks like my insurance is going to cover most of it, and you know, my bike friends are going to help me out. So
good.
I felt it was hard for me to get a connection tonight because my mind's just kind of racing.
Mm-hmm.
But your words were very reassuring, and I needed it.
Good. Thank you. Were you ex Adam? Did you put up Adam?
Yes, I.
Okay.
I keep accidentally doing that, and then I go back and put my name in.
So. Yeah, got it. Because I saw X, I thought that was you. Well, good.
This is my learning curve.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, Darlene, can you hear me? Can we hear you?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. How are you? This is Darlene in the East Coast, right? The bait shop. Right? Oh, you just muted, Darlene. Let me see. So you just muted yourself. We could hear you, and now we can't. And you're self-muted. No.
How's that?
Yep, now we can hear you.
Better?
Yeah. So did you get a connection tonight?
I did. I had a great connection. It was really strange. Everything that you said, it was almost as if you were in my head.
Oh, well, that's my job, you know, to tune yeah. in, to tune into you guys, give you what you need.
No, all the thoughts that I've been having, and like everybody else said, it was very reassuring.
Good, good. What did you find most valuable? I guess that's what you found most valuable, that you felt reassured.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm happy you can make it. It's been a long time since I've gotten you on a meditation call.
Yes, it has. And I'm so glad I made it tonight.
Good, good. We're glad to have you here. And we're going to have fun in the second part, too. Let's see here. Thank you. Let's see. Aaron, looks like you have to unmute yourself. There you go. How'd you do tonight?
I'm still having a hard time talking.
Oh, we lost Gwen.
It was really good. I got a really great connection. And I just didn't want to come out.
Good.
It was really, yeah. I missed probably the second half of everything you said.
Good, just, good, good.
Like I could hear your voice. And I definitely felt the energy of the group.
Good. Yeah. So did I. So did I. Well, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I wish I would have got to hear Gwen. But Stacy, it looks like you got to unmute yourself. Stacy went first for so long, and now look at her. She's the old timer going last.
I know it.
Yeah. Did you be able to get a connection tonight?
Yeah, I got a good connection. I did get distracted here and there with random thoughts running through my head. But yeah, I felt really good energy at some points. And I know you've been talking about the calm, bringing the calm with you a lot lately. And I think I like that so much because it's kind of a novel idea for me. So much more of a calm person than I was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
You would have told me that I was going to be calm, I would have laughed at you. And so the idea of being so calm that I can like bring it with me and have other people feel that and calm them down is a really cool idea. And I hope I can do that someday.
Yeah, you absolutely can. I promise. Good. Thank you for sharing. Oh, I almost missed Alicia there, but we got it. Let's hear it. Alicia, yeah, you're going to have to unmute yourself.
Hi.
Hi. How'd you do this evening?
Oh, my goodness. I'm still there. It feels like this energy was so powerful. I had to get some food to come back and ground.
Come back
to my body.
Yeah. Good. 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 Happy to hear that. Well, Alicia, why don't you put your video on since I got you here? And why don't we go into letting go a little bit into kind of the second part of the class? We'll see. I've never done this on Zoom before, but I'm not really worried about it. By any chance, do you know something that you'd like to let go of or somebody you'd like to forgive?
My father came up when I was intending to heal different parts of my body, like my stomach area and my just the internal organs. And so funny that he came up in an image. I haven't been in contact with him for, I'm going to say maybe 6, it could be 7 years, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he would be a good person to.
Yeah. Okay. So without going into the story, we want to forgive him. Again, without going into the story, what do we want? To be at peace with how he treated you, to forgive him for abandoning you, or what is it that is upsetting about the situation?
I've done a lot of work and a lot of healing in that area of my life. So I want to say whatever is underlying that comes up unconsciously and things that may turn out as like repeating stories or repeating situations that space.
So let me get you to say this. I love my father. I forgive my father, and I'm ready to move on and let go of any anger or hate I have towards him. You can kind of say it in your own words, but say that out loud for me.
I love my father. I forgive my father. I am grateful for his teachings. I'm grateful for being a great teacher in my life and for the courage that he had to stay alive, I guess.
Okay, good. And now let's just say I love my father and I forgive my father. I'm grateful for my father.
I love my father. I forgive my father. I am grateful for my father.
Okay. Is there anywhere in your body that's not at peace with that? Like, do you feel does that make the feeling in your internal organs or a pit in your stomach or in your heart or your throat? Or when you think of being completely forgiving your father, is there any part in your body that's not at peace with that?
I'm going to say my heart.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to have you put your attention on your heart. Go ahead and close your eyes. And how intense would you say the feeling is in your heart? 1 to 10.
Let's see. Okay, I'm going to say a 5.
5. Okay, I just want you to keep your attention on your heart. I want you to stay out of your head and in your body. And I'm going to talk to the group. I'm going to go kind of back and forth between you and the group. But I just want you to stay in the feeling, okay? Just feel the feeling. Go into the most intense part of the feeling. The only thing you're going to use your head for is to remind yourself that you've completely forgiven your father. You're willing to let go. You've completely forgiven him. And just stay in the feeling. And to the group, what we're doing right now, it's not just Alicia that's going to get the healing. We're all going to get this healing, especially if we need a healing in regards to our father. So you can get in touch with your feelings and you can accept the energy. Or the other option is you can just send love to Alicia. Just send love to her. Just send love to her. So that's what you're doing. You can close your eyes again. You can kind of be in the meditative state. And you can receive the healing, or you can help Alicia heal by sending love. So Alicia, you just stay with the feeling. Just notice what's happening. Good. And what's happening in your body? Just stay with the feeling. You're going to engage me, but stay with the feeling. Don't fully engage me. Is the feeling getting more intense, less intense, moving around?
I guess the feelings of sadness of not having my father in my life are up, and there's also at the same time the love, you know, it's like both of them are so present.
Yeah, go into the sadness. Where do you feel that?
In my solar plexus.
Yeah. Area, my heart. Yeah. Okay, stay with that. Stay with that feeling. Try not to label the feeling. Let's not judge the feeling.
Let's just simply feel it. Just simply be with it. Feelings, they want to be felt. They often like to move around. And so just stay with the feeling. So what we do with our feelings is we tend to suppress them or repress them. We tend to project them onto others, or we'll bottle them up until we have a tantrum or a fit or ill health. And what feelings want to do is to be felt. You know, we're afraid of feeling feelings. We're kind of told, well, I don't know what we're told, but, you know, just feel your feelings. Just be with it. And it's like the feeling, it's like the analogy I like to use. I like to think of the divine flame that's burning, but I have to use the analogy of a kerosene lamp. Like we used in high school, like kind of like to like do science experiments. And the kerosene, the fuel, is the variable that we don't know. We don't know how much fuel the feeling has. But when we're feeling it, we're burning the flame. The divine flame is burning that feeling away. It's burning the fuel away. And so it can happen sometimes super quick. Sometimes it can take maybe years. But if you keep feeling the feeling, the fuel will burn out. And then you remember what Alicia said, the thought patterns, like these, she's going into these past thoughts about things. So it's like once we neutralize this feeling, once we release this feeling, all those thoughts will stop. So it's like we can spend time trying to like rewire our brain and intellectually doing it, but it doesn't really work. I mean, you have to have both qualities of it both ways, but it's whitewashing yourself with love, and the way to get more love is to clear the blocks by feeling the feelings. So those are the biggest strategies. We still use affirmations, power programs, power beliefs, but they're almost secondary. What's happening in the body now, Alicia, with the feeling?
My stomach feels really warm.
Yeah. And how about the feeling, the uncomfortable? Is there any uncomfortable feelings about completely forgive? Like if you were to say, I completely forgive my father, I completely forgive my father. Say it to yourself or out loud. But does that trigger any feelings that aren't at peace?
Yes.
Yes, and where are they?
They're in my stomach.
Okay. Stay with your stomach. Stay with that feeling. Stay with the most intense part of the feeling. That's what they like to do, feelings. They like to move around. Sometimes they'll get more, a lot of times they'll get more intense. Where is it on the scale from 1 to 10, intensity level?
I'm going to say an 8 or a 9.
An 8 or a 9. So a lot of times, they'll start off around a 5 and then they'll get more intense. That's okay. That's good. That's exactly good. And sometimes it's the feelings that are at 2 or the 3 that are the most challenging. Because what we really want to do is go all the way to 0. That's we want to neutralize the feeling completely. So just stay with that feeling, Alicia, going into the most intense part of the most intense part of the feeling. Staying with it, feeling to the fullest capacity. It's just a feeling. We're not going to judge it. We're not going to label it. You know, every once in a while, I'll get people that have come to one of the workshops, the letting go or the power of surrender is what they're generally called. And then they'll come to the second one and they'll have a little bit of an attitude because they feel like they've let go of everything. So it's like, you know, chances are you haven't. And, you know, the area of forgiveness, there's generally 4 people that we need to forgive. You know, our parents, our partners or past romantic partners, people that we feel that have offended us or wronged us, and then everybody else, including ourselves. When we forgive somebody else, we're truly forgiving ourselves. We'll hang on to this anger, we'll hang on to this resentment, like we're hurting the person or like we're getting back at the person. But all we're doing is hurting ourselves. You know, when we forgive others, we forgive ourselves. Just stay with the feeling. You're doing really good, Alicia. Alicia, I want you to stay with that feeling, and I'm going to go to someone else right now. But I want you to keep working. I want you to keep staying with the feeling, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put you on mute, but I'm going to come back to you. You just stay with the feeling. I can just call on you, but you can also raise your hand if you would like to work on letting go of something. I'm gonna, hard G.
Gina?
Gina! Oh, yeah, it's actually pretty easy. I just keep forgetting. It's like Gina. I gotta almost write it down with
it's K. Okay. Gina. Perfectly okay.
Gina, is there anything you'd like to let go of or anybody you'd like to forgive?
Well, as I said, I have, you know, had just a lot of stress in the last couple years with sort of a physical problem, which is under control now. I have a rare blood disorder, and I like almost went into anaphylactic shock a couple times in 2018, but I'm doing better. And it was the moving, and I think being a former ballet dancer, I think the aging thing is starting to kind of bother me a bit. I just, you know, I have to accept that. I was really thinking about this today. I just have to accept that I'm in a different place now in my life. And I can't do the things with my body that I used to be able to do. Mm-hmm. And I have to accept and sort of forgive myself and realize that I'm just in a different place and it's okay. But I've just had that. But the main thing, and I hope it's okay to mention, I have two sons. My younger son, who was a Special Forces Navy diver, really came down with mental illness 2 years ago, and he's schizophrenic. And, you know, I've loved him, just done so much to support him. But he really had a serious episode that happened, and I'm out of communication with him now. I know he's safe. We sort of located him through.
Yeah. What do you want to let go of, or who do you want to forgive?
I want to just kind of maybe forgive myself for being so worried all the time. I'm just hard on myself, thinking, you know, like as a mom, like what else can I do to help my son? And yeah. You know, it's just hard for a mother to not be in control.
Okay, I got it. So can you say, I forgive myself, and mm-hmm. I'm at peace with letting my son live his life?
Yeah.
Can you say that?
I want to forgive myself.
No. I forgive myself.
I forgive myself. And want my son. I love my son, but I realize I can't control it. I can't cure it.
And so one more time, just stay with me. I forgive myself, and I'm at peace with letting my son live his life.
I forgive myself. I'm at peace with letting my son live his life.
And where do you feel not at peace in your body when you say that?
Not at peace. I feel it in my chest.
Yeah. Okay. How intense on a scale from 1 to 10?
well, it's, you know, not, it maybe six, five.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. That's fine. Let's just, can you put on your video?
I don't know how to.
Are you on the phone? Yeah. Okay.
I'm on a phone.
Yeah. It's okay. You can. Okay. No problem. No problem.
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and go to that feeling. I want mm-hmm. you to go into the most intense part or the most intense part of the feeling.
Okay.
I just want you to close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I just only want you to use your mind to say, I forgive myself. I was the best mother I could be, and I'm at peace, letting my mm-hmm. son live his life. Mm-hmm. I just want you to go into the feeling. This is not an intellectual exercise. You don't need to understand it. We don't mm-hmm. need to hear any stories. I just want you to feel the feeling. Just want you to feel the feeling. Going into the most intense part of the feeling, staying out of your head, staying in your body. You're doing a great job.
I'm breathing in, breathing
okay.
out.
Do your best just to be quiet. Don't, you know, just you have to breathe to live, but all your attention is on feeling the feeling. It's just about feeling the feeling. That's it. It's like we were meditating and you bring your attention back to your third eye. It's like this time you're just feeling the feeling in your body. Just being with it, not labeling it, not judging it, not judging yourself. Just being perfectly at peace with forgiving yourself and letting your son live his life. Nothing you can do. Good job. Stay with the feeling. Keep up the good work. And just stay with the feeling. And just, I'm going to address the group, but you just stay quiet. Stay feeling the feeling. So feeling our feelings can be more challenging than meditating. You know, this is a way to go through your day, is to constantly remain as an observer, feeling your feelings. We do anything and everything to avoid feeling our feelings, right? We shove food in our face, we drink, we smoke weed, we excess over exercise, we workaholics. I mean, we'll do anything to avoid feeling our feelings. And I say there's nothing to do, nothing you need to become, nothing you need to achieve. Truly, there's only feelings you need to feel. And if you can just be a feeling machine, that doesn't mean you're being over emotionalized. It doesn't mean you're letting them control you. It's you're feeling them from a place of an observer. Just staying with them. Again, it's one of the hardest things that you can do. Good job. Stay with it. What's happening in your body now?
I'm feeling more relaxed and I'm watching my breath. And just feeling support from you and from everyone else that I can't see, but I feel you. And I'm just.
And how about the feeling in your body? Has it moved around? Has it gotten more intense, less intense?
No, less intense, and just I feel more relaxed.
Good. Is it at a zero yet?
I wouldn't say zero, but it's much better.
Yeah, well, let's stay with it. Stay out of your head right now, okay? Just stay in your body.
Okay.
Just stay with the feeling. And just stay with it, okay? We want to get it to a zero. Just keep staying with it. Just, you know, if you're only using your mind to be okay with forgiving yourself
and letting your son live his life. That's the only thing you might do just to trigger the feeling. But really, you're just feeling the feeling. You're not judging the feeling. You're not labeling it. Just stay with it. And I'm going to put you on mute. I'm going to check in with Alicia and work with someone else. But just stay with the feeling, okay? And I'll come back to you. Okay. Let me just check in with Alicia real quick. How's the feeling in your body, Alicia?
A four.
Good. Stay with it. Keep working. I'm just going to give you a little... You're doing really great. Just stay with the feeling. Okay. Anybody want to raise their hand real quick? Let's see here. Let me... Darlene, are you there?
I'm here.
Is there anything you'd like to let go of or forgive?
I can't think of anything tonight.
I can't think of anything. Okay.
No.
Well, you can just help send love. Are you doing, or are you having fun sending love with everyone?
I'm sending lots of love.
Okay. Excellent.
I'm full of it.
Okay. Good. Good. Thank you. We appreciate your support. I'm going to check in with someone else. Okay. Let's see. Stacy in Florida.
Hi, here.
Hi, is there anything you'd like to let go of or forgive tonight?
I am all with, was it Darlene? She's
mm-hmm.
she's full of love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was listening to Gina talk about forgiving herself, and I suppose I could forgive myself. I'm very hard on myself.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not, you know, I'm not feeling, well, I don't know what I'm feeling actually.
Is there anything in particular you'd like to forgive yourself for?
yes, particularly that I feel guilty about my little dog that was recently, I let him, he was on his leash and in his harness, and I jumped back up through the garage, went to get my sneakers on, and he skidded out in front of the house, and he was bitten by the neighbor's dog, and he had to be put down. So I feel guilty about that.
Hmm. Oh. Okay. Where do you feel it in your body?
I feel it in my head.
Okay, I want you to put your attention there. I want you to put your attention on the feeling, and I just want you to say, I forgive myself. What was the dog's name?
Champ.
Champ?
Champ.
Oh, I forgive myself for Champ. Can you say that?
Self for Champ.
And is there another way that you could say it that might be, is there any, you know, you can say it however you'd like to say it, but just say it one more time for me.
I forgive myself for Champ.
Okay, good, good. I just want you to put your attention on the feeling. If it's in your head, put your attention there. If it moves, I want you to stay with it. I just want you to stay out of your thinking mind, and I just want you to go into the feeling, into the most intense part of the feeling. And just stay with it. And I just want you to know something, that when you are born, your time of death is determined. It's not like a date and a time, but it's more like a tape. Like if you remember like a tape playing on a tape player, and then when the tape ended, you like had to flip it over.
You do.
Yeah. I want you to stay with the feeling. And I just want you to know that nothing causes anything. You didn't cause Champ's death. It's not like if that wouldn't have happened, it wouldn't have happened. And Champ didn't die. Champ didn't feel pain. He just went on. He merged back into the doggy god, and he came back in another doggy body. And he's giving you an opportunity to learn, grow, and evolve to your fullest potential. He's giving you a gift. This was his last gift to you. I want you to stay with the feeling. I don't want you to judge the feeling. So guilt is selfishness. Guilt is kind of a selfish thing. Now, I'm not trying to shame you or make you wrong. I'm trying to recontextualize it for you. You know, you're not actually feel guilty. It's just that you loved him so much. It's for the love that you wish that wouldn't have happened. You know, and he wouldn't be mad. Champ would not be angry. He takes responsibility, or she takes responsibility. They, you know, it's just stuff happens. I just want you to stay with the feeling, and I don't want to try and intellectualize it anymore. I don't want to try and give you reasons. I just want you to feel the feeling. And as long as you're feeling the feeling, you're burning that flame. We don't know how much fuel is there, but we know that if we keep burning that divine flame, we will let it go. We will release it. Are you ready to release it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Stay with it. What's happening with the feeling now?
I feel like I'm understanding.
What's happening with the feeling? Is it getting more intense, less intense, or moving around?
No, it's moving around.
Where is it now?
It's in my heart.
Okay, good. Stay with it. Is it getting more intense or less intense?
More intense.
Good, good. Stay with it. Go into the most intense part of the most intense part. Stay with it. Don't judge the feeling. Don't label the feeling. Just be with it. Just stay with it. Let whatever emotions come up, come. Don't fight them. Just stay with it. You're doing really great. You're doing really great, Stacy. Just stay with the feeling. I'm going to put you on mute, okay? But I want you to stay with the feeling. If there's something that you are doing, you're bringing a sense of peace to it. It's like if you can imagine a time when you're really at peace, and you just want to bring that peace and acceptance to the feeling. Just being totally okay with it, not needing it to change, not needing it to go away. Just feeling it to your fullest capacity. If you feel sad, feel more sad. If you feel guilty, feel more guilty. Don't fight the feeling. Don't resist the feeling. Feel it to your fullest capacity. Okay?
Okie doke. Okay. Will do.
Stay with it. I'm going to come back and check in with you, okay?
Okay.
Kina?
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I'm really liking, just listening to everyone and how they are tuning into their feelings and
how's your feeling?
How am I feeling? I'm feeling calm, and I'm feeling that I'm grateful to be here and listening to your thoughts and you have so much experience in this. It's calming, and I'm very glad I'm here, and I'm saying thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. And I'm just going to ask you, if you were to say, I forgive myself, I'm at peace with letting my son live his life. How's that feeling doing? Can you say that right now and be at peace with it?
Yes, I forgive myself and letting my son live his life. And I accept that. And I'm feeling okay.
Good. Good. Happy to hear it. Okay. Keep sending some love then. If you're not feeling the feeling anymore, you just kind of keep listening. And I'm going to check in with the next person, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Adam, I thought we were going to work on the bike, but it sounds like you already have that. Is there anything else you'd like to let go of or forgive?
Well, you know, I have health anxiety, and I spent a couple of years in counseling to get over it, so I'm more prepared for this event than I would have been, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, but it's hard for me not to get freaked out, and I'm able to control it with the toolbox I have from my from what I learned, but I would like to be able to weather this storm and not get panicky here and there and then have to kind of work through it.
Okay, so health anxiety means that you have anxiety over staying healthy or like getting sick?
Yeah, it's ended up really sick like 10 years ago, and so ever since then, if I get a cold, I start to freak out that I'm gonna end up back in the hospital.
Great. Okay, got it.
And which was before all this, you know, I got through it, but I would rather this be an earthquake or some other event, but the health one is probably my biggest concern.
Yeah, I've heard a couple other people say that too. Yeah. They'd rather have it be a big earthquake. So what have you said? I'm perfectly at peace with getting the coronavirus.
I don't think I could say that.
What if I had a gun to your head?
I could say it, but I don't know how I'd feel.
Well, let's find out. Yeah. You up for that?
I could, yeah, I could try it.
Yeah, well, let's just try it and see what happens.
I am perfectly at peace with getting the coronavirus.
I didn't believe that, but that's okay. No. So where did you feel that in your body that wasn't at peace?
Well, so what manifests with me, I just get squirmy like all over. Just like crawling in your skin.
Yeah, where is the most intense crawling in the skin?
Around my heart.
Around your heart? Okay, I just want you to put your attention on there, okay?
Okay, I'm going to set the phone.
Yeah, just put all your attention on that feeling. Stay out of your head. Stay in your body. Saying you're perfectly at peace with catching the coronavirus. Perfectly at peace with getting the coronavirus.
Catching the coronavirus.
Yeah, and just you can kind of just stay out of your head, stay in the body, feeling the feeling. You can kind of say it to yourself if you need to, but it's just feel the feeling.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, and so how intense is the feeling on a scale from 1 to 10?
I mean, it goes up and down quickly, but like I was totally fine, and now I went to a 7 when you talked about it.
Yeah, okay, well, stay with it. It's okay. Just the feelings might move around. It might get more intense. It's going to get less intense. So just stay with it. Just be perfectly at peace with it. Don't judge the feelings. Don't label the feelings. Just bring a sense of peace to it. Good. And stay with it, Adam. You know what to do. You've done this before. So you've seen it before. I just want you to stay with the feeling. Just stay with the feeling. Keep burning that flame. If the feeling moves, you stay with the most intense part of the feeling, going into the most intense part of the feeling. just bringing a sense of peace and acceptance to it. And again, it's like, if I held a gun to your head, could you let go of it? Just think of that, you know, just stay with it. Just stay with the feeling. I'm going to check back in with you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good job. How you doing, Alicia? I can literally see you letting go. How are you feeling?
I'm at peace.
You're at peace?
Yes.
Good. Is the feeling at zero?
Yes, it is.
Good. I'm happy to say that. It looks like you're enjoying the peace. So just stay where you're at. Stay in that peace for now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let me see. Aaron, is there anything you'd like to work on letting go of or forgiving?
I think I am okay at the moment.
Okay.
I'd like to just continue giving people love.
Okay, excellent. Keep that up. Let me just check on Stacy real quick. Those are two Stacys. There's Stacy in Florida. Stacy. Stacy, how are you doing?
Me, Stacy in Florida?
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, well, stay. Hold on a minute. Let's. Where's the feeling at on a scale from 1 to 10?
You know what? It's just gone. I feel good. Very peaceful.
Good. Happy to hear that.
Very peaceful, David.
Good. Now, most likely it's gone. When it goes away, it goes forever. But it's possible that stuff will come up again. It may or may not be. I don't know. But that being said, you just practice this tool that you're learning if it does come up again. But I believe you. It sounds like you want to tell me that you're at peace with it?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel like I'm at peace, but I don't know that I'm quite at peace with feeling a little guilty about Champ getting.
Well, where do you feel that guilt? Where do you feel that?
It, you know, it's between my heart and my head.
Stay with that feeling. I want you to stay with that feeling steadfastly, okay? We can clear it today, you know?
Okay.
Like again, if I held a gun to your head, could you let go of feeling guilty? I want you to answer that.
I could tell you, yes, I did.
Well good. That's okay. That's good enough. So stay with it, okay? I just want you to stay with that feeling. I want you to...
Got it.
You would say, I forgive myself and I've let go of all guilt related to Champ's death. You know, just stay with the feeling, keep triggering yourself. It's hard work to stay with your feelings. You're going to do, your mind is going to do whatever it can do. You're going to do whatever you can do to try and get out of it. So just stay with it. Just stay with it and trust. Good. Stay with it, breathe, and just stay with it. Stay with it. I'll check back in with you in a little bit. Okay. Stacy McNeil. Anything you would like to let go of or anybody you'd like to forgive?
I've been like just sending a lot of love to people, and I have been working on something as well, like kind of going back and forth. It's the thing that I've been working on for over a year, and it's still here, so there must be a lot of oil in that lamp. But I just like have this little nervous thing. Like every time I think you're gonna call on me, I get like a little nervous. Or even at the beginning of the call, I like had a thought of, well, I'm just gonna leave after the meditation part. So I've already learned the letting go thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, is there something I could ask you to do that would be embarrassing?
No.
Well, where do you feel the feeling in your chest right now? You feel it in your chest?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what can we say? What's a statement that we could say? All right, just go to the feeling since you know where it is, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I just want everyone, it looks like Alicia is let go. She's at peace. Now, if you're still feeling the feeling, Stacy in Florida, you stay with your feeling. Adam, you stay with your feeling because I know you, it's a big one. So you guys stay with it. But I want everyone else to direct their energy to Stacy, Stacy's heart. She's in Humboldt County. Is that where it is in your chest, Stacy, the feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah, and just, I want to just say I'm perfectly at peace with myself. I fully accept myself and I love myself. Can you say that out loud?
I'm perfectly at peace with myself. I accept myself. I can't remember the last part.
I love myself.
I love myself.
Yeah, I'm perfectly at peace. I love myself and I accept myself.
I'm perfectly at peace. I accept myself and I love myself.
And now, do you feel that in your chest? Is that, can you say that?
Like a four or five.
Okay, stay with it. Stay with it. See a big flame. We're going to put an extra wick down in there and see if we can burn some extra fuel tonight, okay? Mm-hmm. Just keep your attention on everyone. Just send Stacy love. Good job. Stay with that feeling. Stay in your body. Stay out of your mind. If it gets more intense, stay with the most intense part. If it moves around, stay with the most intense part. Stay out of your head, except for reminding yourself that you're at peace with yourself. You love yourself. You accept yourself. There's nothing to be nervous about. Just stay with it. I'll come back to you. Stay with it. Oh, let's see here. Adam, how you doing?
Okay. I feel myself saying that mantra that I'm perfectly at peace with getting the coronavirus, and it feels like I'm saying it, but it's like a real disconnect with feeling it.
Yeah, well, stop saying it then and tell me where you feel it.
It's kind of my hands and feet.
Okay, go into the most intense part of the feeling. Just stay with the feeling. You don't have to keep repeating it. It's okay that you are, but it's kind of like we just use that to check in to see if it's true or not, to see if it's being dissolved, if the feeling's being dissolved, to keep the feeling there. If it's still there, you know, you don't have to keep repeating it. You just have to feel the feelings.
Even just saying it is helpful because all this time I've been saying, I'm not going to get it, you know, just a change of mindset.
Yeah. Good. So the mind doesn't work like that. When you say, I'm not going to go broke, I'm not going to get sick, I'm not going to get dumped. What the mind hears is getting dumped, going broke, and getting sick.
Wow.
So, you know, you want to say, I'm healthy. I have a powerful immune system and my body is healthy. You know, that's what you want to hold in mind, right? Does that make sense?
No, it does. I'm glad I said something tonight then.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep your attention on the feeling.
keep your attention on the feeling. If it moves, move with it. Just stay with the feeling, bringing a sense of peace to the feeling. Just letting go of irrational fear. Everything that we're afraid of is a fear of a feeling. Just stay with the feeling, okay, Adam?
Okay.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Okay. I'm gonna check back in with Stacy. Stacy from Florida, that is.
Hi there.
Hi, are you still feeling the feeling, Stacy?
Actually, I'm not.
Good.
I'm not.
Okay, so tell us. Tell us how you've forgiven yourself and you're at peace with it.
Well, I have forgiven myself because Champ's date of death was written in the
cosmic timetable. That's right. Yes.
Thank you. And I guess it would have happened anyway.
Yeah. And you know, it's that kind of believe you. I mean, I get it that you're kind of intellectualizing it, and that's good. But it's like, do it for the love of Champ. Champ would not want you to feel guilty. He would want you to be happy. You know, okay. Do it for love.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
If he wouldn't want me to feel guilty, then he would say, I wouldn't listen to you anyway if you called me over on the leash.
That's right.
Deal with it because I'm good, Mom.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Good job. Good job. I think you still have some more work to do. I might be wrong, but it just stay with feeling the feeling, okay?
Yes.
When it comes back up, you're doing really good work. Okay. So I'm still going to check in with Stacy and Adam. I want you guys to keep feeling the feeling, but I'm going to start wrapping up the call. And Stacy from Florida, since I have you on the line, I'm just going to ask you, what did you find most valuable today?
Listening and connecting with like-minded people. The strength of community. That's really, it makes me feel wonderful. That's the simple truth.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Well, we're glad that you're here and you decided to be part of the community tonight.
Thank you.
I'll be teaching free classes all next week too. Sunday, most likely at 9 a.m. and then Monday, Tuesday at 6 p.m. And like I said, all next week. So that's why I want you to message me just so I can make sure I can get you invites, you know?
Will do.
All right. Good. Thank you. And Darlene, what did you find most valuable this evening?
Well, I would like to say, that I cried with Stacy over her dog.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have my dog sitting right here with me, and my heart just broke for you.
No, thank you, Darlene.
And I think David was right. They're, you know, it wasn't your fault. And we are all born with an expiration date. I do believe that. but I was sending love to you, and I had one hand on my little doggy while I was sending it to you, and I did cry.
Aww. Us for babies.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being here, Darlene. Hopefully it's not 4 years again. Hopefully I get to hear you before 4 years. In less than 4 years.
Yes, I'll definitely be back real soon.
Good. We need more East Coast. I love having, you know.
Yeah,
we get to fill the United States with the bubble of love. Alicia.
Hi.
Oh, look at you. You're smiling away. What did you find most valuable today?
Everything is, I think the fact that we're here together in feeling the love for each other, the support is so valuable during these times. And I think this went beyond the limitations of the physical.
Yeah.
And I truly felt everybody's love, energy, and the empathy, you know, in the group. It's just really beautiful to come together and do this, especially during these times. We're told not to have any contact with people. And so I love that, you know, the learning that we can still connect with others. And I'm so grateful that you put this together. And I'm so grateful for everybody's support and just being present. And vulnerability, too. I mean, it's not easy to speak of the deepest pain or the heart that is the wounded heart. I'm really grateful to have witnessed and watched everybody's vulnerability and for being so brave and also trusting the group, because we don't know each other.
Yeah.
Even for doing this.
Yeah. Well, thank you for playing all out, Alicia. Thank you. You're welcome. Okay, let me see here. Erin, what did you find most valuable today?
I've listened. I've been a part of the letting go thing multiple times now, and it's, I'm starting to understand the process, not only just having done it myself, but watching other people go through it and realizing how similar we all are in the process, you know. Mm-hmm. And the things that we need to let go and the things that we need to forgive and learning to forgiving ourselves, I think, is the biggest. It's the most important, because without it, you don't, I think you continually get triggered by the other things that are going wrong in your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So once you forgive yourself, it becomes that much easier to recognize when there is something that we need to let go.
Mm-hmm.
We recognize triggers quicker, and it's just so it was nice to sit and give love to everybody and have that kind of big picture present itself. So awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, Aaron's had gone through this several times. I feel like some people, they come to it, and then, like I said, they've let go of everything after one time, or they don't get necessarily the value of doing it over and over again. But, I mean, you just heard it. Aaron's probably done this half a dozen times. So, you know, it's something you can keep coming to and keep coming to and keep coming to, because there's always stuff to let go of and people to forgive. Thank you, Erin. All right, I'm going to check in with Adam.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me see. How are you feeling, Adam? What's going on in your body?
I feel like I'm about down to a one.
Good.
I got the real warm and fuzzies all over and got just way calmer.
Good.
I know I've told you before I have insomnia issues, and that started after I got sick. So it all comes down to this 10 years ago when I got the Epstein-Barr thing. Mm-hmm. I've used my mind this whole time to tell myself, oh, that's a panic attack, or that's that. And, it's going to take me some work to not avoid the feelings, and I'm going to do some homework on it because I'm not feeling it now, but I'm sure if I sneeze or something, it might crop up.
Yeah, we'll be ready to let it go. We'll keep working on it. We can let go of the insomnia. Go on.
The love from everybody, I really feel it. And having met Stacy and Erin in person, it's really nice just to connect. This is the way we can connect now. And it's invaluable.
Absolutely. Thank you. Is that what you found most valuable?
Yeah, that's what I found most valuable.
Yeah.
That's
what, Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Awesome. Okay, let me see. I'm going to mute you. And then we got to wrap and go with Stacy. And then we're just going to say, there you are. How's that feeling going, Stacy?
It's a lot better.
Yeah.
It's not gone. One of those that I've been working on for a long time. And I've done this process before as well. But I felt it really intense tonight. Like the burning, like the flame, like you said, I felt that. I was really with it tonight.
Good.
And I felt everybody's love, and I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Good.
I mean, that in itself is what I kind of have a problem with. When people focus on me, that makes me uncomfortable. So that in itself intensified it, but that's what I need to let go and just let that in.
Oh, good. So when everyone directed their love to you, it made it a little more intense.
Yeah, when you said for people to do that, to focus on me, I don't know if I think I'm not worthy of that, or, but that did intensify it.
Yeah, good.
And then I'm not making fun of you, Adam, but right after my turn, it was Adam's, and him saying, I'm completely at peace getting the coronavirus. It made me just laugh so much. It totally helped me, that feeling, dissipate, because I don't know why. So funny to say that. I guess it sounds ridiculous to be at peace with that, but it lightened that whole thing. And so you helped me, Adam. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to unmute. No, I'll keep you unmuted there just because we're all going to say goodbye to each other. So I just want everybody to know, like I said, I am planning Sunday at 9 a.m. If that doesn't happen, it will certainly be Monday at 6 p.m., Tuesday at 6 p.m., Wednesday at 6 p.m. Monday is going to be a healing. It'll be meditation and healing. And then I'm going to most likely do this again next Friday. This is free for everybody to come to. And if you wanted to if you wanted to give me a donation, I'd greatly appreciate it. I don't want you to think you have to. Like I said, for at least for all of next week, I'm just doing them for free. But any donations are just appreciated. That's all.
How can we leave you a donation? Is there a link, a
PayPal?
Well, that's a good question. It's you got to send me a message or something, I guess. And I'll send you a PayPal, or I'll post it on the PayPal group, but if you send me a message, I'll send you my PayPal me, and you can just put in whatever it is, you know.
Great.
So I'm giving you guys a step, but that's, I hope that's okay.
I just don't want people to think that they have to pay to come. I'm truly doing this, just but it's just my business is going to be affected by this too. That's all, by what's happening. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you for coming and playing all out. I mean, I love doing this more than anything. So
thank you. I really needed it.
Good, good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I loved hearing and being part of this beautiful group. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Jean, I think I was scared to ask your name because I'm afraid to say it wrong. Did you get to share what you found most valuable, Gina?
Oh, the most valuable thing was just feeling part of this wonderful group, hearing everyone's stories and feeling what they were saying and really listening, and just want to send them all my love.
Oh, thank you.
That's sweet, Gina. That's sweet. I must say I feel very honored to be here, and thank you to everybody for just being who you are and being honest and being a compassionate spirit. I'm most grateful because I don't feel guilty about Champs being bitten, attacked anymore. I really don't.
Good.
The dogs are dogs, and yeah, I'm really thankful for all of that. And I hope you guys all remember to keep the feelings and to acknowledge them like David is teaching us.
Gonna work on it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Make a great weekend, guys. I love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.